Hey everybody, welcome to the Irregular Search for Truth. I'm Scott.
And I'm Sachin.
Here we go again.
Whoa.
So, what just happened? The Oscars just happened.
They did just happen.
Rather than review the Oscars, though, I have a thought about Oscars in general.
Maybe I can review your thought.
Okay. What if... Rather, this year they expanded the nominations to 10 Best Picture nominees.
Yeah.
Why not just not have nominations? And just have the Academy voters vote for whatever movies and whatever actors they felt like. And so conceivably somebody with 14 votes could win or something like that. And or like say they're on list voting, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, say you list your top 10 best actors or whatever. Then you'd get more of like, you know, this accumulation of things, and it would turn out that some guy who didn't even know that, you know, his movie was being considered or whatever gets Best Actor. I feel like you end up with a lot of, I don't know, like people make all these predictions. I guess there's this whole industry about predicting the Oscars and be like, oh, the people who are nominated, who gets what? And it's like, who... maybe doesn't deserve it this year, but deserves it because of their last, you know, their career and whatever. It's like, why don't you just get rid of the nominations?
I guess they were saying that about Jeff Bridges this year. I think he won for Best Actor, and he was saying, like, not necessarily his best performance or even the best movie, but it was almost like a career lifetime achievement award because he's been nominated, like, a couple times.
Yeah.
And it was sort of like a makeup, almost like in baseball. Have you heard of this? Like, in baseball, like, where... if an umpire messes up a call or something like that, they'll just like, oh, here's a strike for you. Or in football, if they miss a penalty, it's like holding. It's like nobody got held, but it's like we owe you five yards. Here you go.
Yeah, though that always makes things sloppy, especially in baseball, because then it's like from, you know, the fans' point of view or just an objective viewer, it's like, well, now you've gone and blown two calls.
Right.
You know, that does not make a right.
But it's funny because a lot of times the announcer will be like, oh, yeah, that's just what's going on. It's like, oh, that's just the way it is, you know? It's...
yeah.
But anyway, back to the Oscars.
Oh, we can ditch the Oscars quickly.
No, it's interesting because it's almost like this... that's true of a lot of sort of elections or any sort of like picking or choosing. There's always nominees, right? It's always like this... like, I mean, just for example, why do we vote for two people for the presidential election? Right, Republican, Democrat, that's all we have. I mean, of course, there's the Green Party and the National, you know, Reform Party and the Independent Voters and the...
Peace and Freedom.
Peace and Freedom and who knows what else. But, you know, and there's those things. But in the end, it's usually just between two major candidates. And those are the very large vote getters, right?
You've got your Republicans, you got your Democrats, and you got your guys who aren't going to win.
Right.
It's not... I mean, if you are concerned about being on a winning team, do not go with one of the independent parties.
Unless you live in, like, lefty San Francisco or Berkeley, where I think we have a couple Green Party people on there.
Yeah, but I mean, on the big elections.
Right,
You are not going to feel like a winner.
Well, it's the same thing with the Oscars, I guess, right? It's like... and I guess the reason they have to have it is, like, because in order to win any sort of election, you need to sort of... get this plurality, this sort of like group force behind you, a momentum. Whereas, like, if you have a bunch of people voting for a bunch of different people who have different ideals or like merits, it sort of like fractures everything, right? Nobody really believes in what they're voting for.
Yeah, but then I don't buy that. But I would say that's where that sort of list voting comes in. I might be using the wrong term, but it's rank.
Instant runoff, kind of.
Runoff. You rank your candidates or your favorite actor, your favorite movie, or whatever. And I think that would really help. And taking it now from the Oscars into the politics thing, I have a feeling like now, with the internet being what it is and being so accessible, information being so accessible and stuff like that, I feel like there is going to be a shift away from the political party machines. And I think it's happening on the right wing with the Tea Party thing. You know, the Republican Party is going to try and sort of co-opt that. And, you know, I'm not saying I agree with what the Tea Party things are saying or whatever, but the Republican Party as this entity, this basically like this financial entity, is going to try and like grab that Tea Party thing. But I have a feeling that the people are going to be like, no, you know, Yeah. We're sort of staying our own way. And there's enough communication between just random people and stuff like that over the internet that you can start something totally different.
You know, I see what you're saying, but I have this. Let me just throw this out there and see if it changes what you say at all. All
right.
You know, I've only been alive a short amount of time in terms of how many presidential elections I've like witnessed and sort of like been able to sort of like understand. But I feel like this happened just 20 years ago or whatever with Ross Perot. Like the exact same thing. Yeah, but
I'm sorry. Can finish your thought.
I was just gonna say like the Republican Party has sort of this identity crisis every so often, it feels like, at least twice as far as I can remember, where it's like, no, we're conservative. We stand for fiscal responsibility and common sense and this and that, right? And then they sort of get away from that somehow, or they think they've gotten away from it, which is what I think these Tea Party people think they've gotten away from it.
Well, they certainly did with the Bush years.
Well, and that, but the ironic thing is the Tea Party people are rebelling against Obama.
Right,
which is
right.
funny to me, you know, or at least I don't think anybody inside or outside of the Tea Party understands what the Tea Party stands for, because they're all a bunch of like people who are just angry for no reason whatsoever, right?
Well, or for unidentifiable or vaguely identified reasons.
Right, and it's like, it's funny that all this anger is coming out against the Obama administration when it's like, this is all stuff that happened over the last 8 years while you were watching, you know, like American Idol or whatever it is you were doing in the last 8 years, because I don't know how you missed all this stuff, you know, like the astronomical debts and the absorption of power and the mistreating of people and the two wars and all this stuff. It's like that stuff happened, you know, and I don't know where you were or what you were doing, but you know, it's not like the administration that's only been in power for 1 year. Like we didn't do this in 1 year.
Well, point one, I think, on the every 20 years the Republican Party has the sort of identity crisis or whatever. I mean, that might be the case, but what I'm saying is different than that. It's not just the Republican Party. I think that the same thing will happen on the Democratic side, and I think that the notion of political parties and what it'll take is someone to really sort of stand up as a powerful independent that just attracts people to the candidate rather than the party platform, and who says, you know, I am running for whatever, governor of a major state, New York or California, as an independent, and winning that, and the tool that they can use most to their advantage that'll make that possible is the internet. And then what were we saying there? Oh, the Tea Party, what have they been doing sort of thing. The thing, what I gather from them is that they are not, I mean, they are the media entity almost. You know, they're the people who watch the, you know, Fox News.
See, I didn't want to say
and
that.
Fox
but
News
I, like,
Fox News adopts them, and they sort of like, they're sort of tied to the Republican Party, but they're sort of at the same time.
And that was why I went with American Idol, because I didn't want to necessarily indict them. Because, I mean, it's like, so
indict Fox News?
Well,
or indict
anybody who watches Fox News, it's easy to say, well, you're an idiot because you watch Fox News. But I just wanted to say, like, you were not paying attention. You know, like, maybe you could have been watching CBS News with Dan Rather and Katie Couric and, like, you know, Tom Brokaw or whoever, and you just didn't realize what was going on. But it's like somehow you just weren't paying attention. Maybe you're watching Fox. Maybe you watched something else. But for the last 8 years, I don't know where you were. But these things happened. You know, and it's like, you know, whether you watch Fox News or not, if you're anti-deficit and anti, you know, like, debt, then there's, I don't even, okay, I haven't watched Fox News, but there's no way Fox News could have glossed over all that debt. They just spun it correctly, you know, but it's like, if you are really such a deficit hawk, when you hear deficit, you should have a problem.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, that's it. I mean, and they have so-called opinion shows on there, and every once in a while they have a liberal come on and they get yelled at, but the liberal does manage to get in the word debt. You know, or like budget or something like that. And if you hear that word, if you're so-called deficit hawk or freedom hawk or Patriot Act opponent, then it's like, you know, how can you really look the other way? It's just that, okay, now there's a Democrat in the White House, and they control the Senate and they control the House and healthcare. You know, it's like, okay, now I'll be angry.
Yeah.